Okay, we're starting soon. Resh Tazayin. Dine Birkos Hareach. Aser Lehanos Mireach Tov Vachivarech Kodem Sheyariach. You are not allowed to smell anything nice until you make a bracha first. Aval Achar Vein Tzarech Varech Klum. There's no bracha achrona on nice smells. Oh, we could discuss bagels. The Mishnah Berurah says the source for Birkos Hareach is Kol Neshama Tahalel Ka. So you need to make the bracha beforehand. You need to make the bracha beforehand before you smell it, just like by foods. The Achronim write that if you forgot to make a bracha and you smelled it already, it's too late. Just like by foods, you can't make it after you eat. So too by smells, you can't make it once you have smelled it. But there is no bracha achrona. So why is there no bracha achrona? So the Sharatzian says it's like once you smell it, so the smell's gone. It's just like the food being in your stomach, and once it's nisakel, once it's digested, you can't make a bracha anymore, even a bracha achrona. So too, the smell, once it goes in your nose, it's like it was digested immediately, so therefore you can't make a bracha achrona on it. The Chazon Ish asks on this, that the Gemara says that the man was nisakel b'meyav, it was digested immediately also. And yet, it seems like they did make a bracha achrona on the man, so this can't be the real reason. So he ends up saying the real reason that you don't make a bracha achrona on Birkas HaReach is because it is not chashav enough, so therefore just Chazal decided not to be misakin it, so there's no bracha achrona on smells. What happens if you're faced with two brachas, a food and a smell? Which one do you do first? So the Mishnah Berurah says you do the food first, and then you make the one on the reach, because the food is more chashav, because that is hana that goes into your body. Whereas the smell does not go into your body. Siv beis. Im zeshe yotzi menu harech eitz, o min eitz mevarech bur atzei besamim. If the thing which you are smelling is a type of tree, so then you make atzei besamim. Im hu esev mevarech bur isvei besamim. If it is from grass, so then you make bur isvei besamim. Meno lo min eitz, lo min esev. It's neither one of these. Kamo ha musk mevarech bur minei besamim, which is what we do on most things. We say, Bori mine besamim. V'im haya pri ra'i l'achila mevarech hanosin reach tov baperos. If it is a fruit which is edible, not a bagel, a fruit which is edible, so then you make a bracha of hanosin reach tov baperos. V'hani milik shenetal la reach ba o la'achlo la reach ba. This is only if your intention when you picked it up was to smell it. Avalim not la la'achlo v'lo niskam la reach ba. If you only picked it up to eat it, you weren't planning on smelling it, Alpha Pishu Malariach Tov, even though it does smell nice, Einu Mavarech, then you would not make a bracha on it. So the examples of this would be an apple or an esrog. If it smells nice, but you're not picking it up with the intention to smell it, so then you do not make a bracha on it. The Elia Rabba quotes the poskim, says that actually the bracha is not Shenosin Reach Tov Baperos, but rather Asher Nasan Reach Tov Baperos. So if you make this bracha, you should keep that in mind. The best thing to do, the Mishnah Berurah says, is if you're picking it up in order to eat it and smell it, you should make the bracha on the smell first, and then eat it. The Prima Gadim says that really the best thing is to taste a little bit of it, and make the Birchas Achila tasting a little bit of it, and have in mind not to smell it, and then have in mind to smell it, and then make the Asher Nasam, because if you're at the point that you're not having in mind to smell it, you're not chayiv in the Birchas HaReach. One more point, you should not smell things which are not kosher, even though there's no Isser. There's an Isser to smell Basar B'chalav, but food which is not kosher, but is not Basar B'chalav, is no Isser to smell, but the Berlacha says it's not a good idea to smell it, because if you smell it, and it smells really good, you might end up really wanting to eat it. And if you mamish get sick over it, that you really want to eat it, then it would even be mutter to eat it. And we don't want you eating non-kosher food, because it's a bad idea. So therefore, don't smell bad food. Don't smell non-kosher foods in order to avoid, end up potentially eating it.